Stanley.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
Indeed.
Bobby.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you back.
I'm back, baby.
In the house. We gonna get it together here.
Bang, bang.
Huh?
Bang, bang.
All right. We get it together. Coach Terry, you got everything you need? Mr. Stanley, you got everything you need?
What do I need?
Do you have everything you need is my question to you.
I was born with everything.
All right, then we're going to get after it here in a second.
Welcome, everyone, to an all-new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and, of course, we have Stanley Allen. An all-new episode happening now. Lego.
Hello.
Are you, can I start now?
Welcome back to all new Thick as Threes.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick as Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm very excited today. I got a lot of excitement. There's a lot of fun things that are happening. Before I get to the excitement, let's go down the important stuff. Let's go down the list of the important stuff. Our podcast, hosted on Anchor, all episodes available on Spotify, Anchor's new partner. There's a lot of ways that you can support us. Go to anchor.fm/thickest3s. You can create an account. It's easy. You can hear the ad that Stanley does. You can do it in less than 2 minutes. Is that what you say?
I got an ad.
He's got an ad.
We can do it in less than 2 minutes. Or you can go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Check us out. You can also check us out on Instagram and on Twitter at thickest3s. Now for the excitement part of the day. Drum roll. I don't have a drum roll, but let's just get a round of applause. We have some exciting news. For the first time, we got Coach Bobby Terry.
What's up?
And Stanley Allen in the same room. For a long time, we've been gone remote. We've been on the phone. We've been in different rooms. I've been traveling. They've been traveling. But we got everybody in the same room. I'm excited about that. Stanley, what's up? Say what's up to the people.
I'm glad to be back, and I ain't been traveling. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well,
other people may have been traveling. I ain't been nowhere.
No one has been traveling.
Stuck in D.C.
Well, not traveling out of like the country, but traveling just in general to get the podcast done.
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
What's been new? What's been going on? What's old?
Nothing new, nothing, you know, same old, works back, just getting in there on that.
What's been going on at the Warner?
A lot of concerts lately.
Any good ones?
We had Ty Tribbett. That was a pretty good one. It was a gospel, but you know, my church wasn't like that.
Never.
2,000 people jumping and partying and screaming and, you know, never having a good time.
Never heard of him. Coach Terry, have you heard of him?
Nope. No clue.
What else you got? What's up with that Country Wayne? Am I in?
I don't know. It's because, you know.
What was that? That
sounded like a no to
What was
me.
That? That did yeah. sound like a no. That was not a lot of positive energy.
We don't need to talk in front of everybody.
Okay. You Coach know? Terry, talk to the people. What's been going on with you?
You know, I'm just the hottest varsity assistant coach free agent in the streets. Figuring out my next career move. And this feels a little bit better, but I feel like we're missing someone. I don't know who it is. I haven't seen him in a while, but thinking about you.
We are. Shout out Steve Miles. We might try to get Steve on the phone. He just got off a plane. I don't know if I should tell everybody his business, but he just got off the plane. Stanley.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Coach Terry told me yesterday.
Talk to me.
We went out to eat. We hit the B-dubs.
Not good.
The food was average. B-dubs?
Unless they're sponsoring
Buffalo Wings.
Okay.
It was okay. It was average. He tells me that he's going to go out for the freshman girls head coaching job.
Where?
At Justice High School. I got to work my way. Start from the bottom again.
Where's that?
Who cares? Who cares, Stanley? Who is going to try? Who's going to be the head freshman girls coach?
Mr. Terry.
You can only be rejected so many times
Coach Terry.
Before you make life changes.
There's no way that he is going to coach girls. No way. First of all, I don't know if guys should coach girls. Can I say that? Is that controversial if I say that?
Gino Auriemma.
Yeah. I don't say controversial. I mean, it's your opinion.
Yeah, my, you know, okay. I just, Coach Terry. Anyway, continue. What else you got going on? Catch us up on the baby.
Baby, 4 months old. Banks is growing. He's 100th percentile for head size. A huge brain. He's super pasty.
Big head or huge brain?
Both. I call him, you remember Pinky and the Brain cartoon?
I do.
That's what I say he looks like. My wife gets mad when I say that, but that's okay.
Take over the world.
Exactly. We trying. He can be my assistant coach at Justice.
He doesn't want to be a girl's coach either. I can tell you that right now.
Someone's got to do it.
Huh?
Someone's got
to
do it.
I don't think anyone has to do it. Huh?
We're going to try. I'm going to shock the world.
Why don't you get into AAU?
I wish you had made that decision last year. Because it got you in that Brook Point girls spot.
Yeah.
Brook Point, they're freshman girls.
I still thought I had
a
chance.
He's not coaching girls.
I still thought I had a chance to get a boys' job, but, you know, not getting any younger.
You know what the problem is with your coaching?
I'm not good enough.
It's me. It's you keep putting me down as a referral, and you keep not getting the jobs. You need to hit up Stanley.
I mean, I put down the guy who is undefeated as a head coach at Lake Braddock.
This is true.
History.
Winning his black coach in the history.
Facts. Lake Braddock. He's never lost.
The best percentage.
He's never lost.
Winningest black coach.
Two different things.
Winningest black coach.
No.
And Lake Braddock history.
I have the winningest white coach and black coach at Lake Braddock on the resume.
This is true.
And you guys are effing me up.
We got no pool. Stanley, why are you fighting it? I'm the winningest coach.
I'm with it now.
Okay.
I listened to what you were saying.
Okay.
100% true.
Okay. What's going on with the NBA playoffs right now?
Dylan Brooks fucked around, found out. other than that.
It's actually been very enjoyable watching.
I thought it has. I thought it's been pretty good.
The NBA is just a different animal once it comes to the postseason.
Agreed.
Like, I cannot watch too much regular season basketball this year, but I have thoroughly enjoyed the NBA. The Kings-Warriors series has been very entertaining.
Probably the best so far.
Yep. My Celtics are cruising.
Celtics just lost.
We did not just lose.
Didn't they just lose?
No.
2-1 or
3-1.
3-1. Okay.
We won last night. DeJounte Murray is going to be suspended for game 5, so that should wrap it up. And Trae Young will probably be traded in the offseason.
We'll get there.
Okay, my fault.
Let's talk about what's the guy's name? Harris for the Kings? Missed the shot last night.
Harrison Barnes.
He makes it. It's 3-1.
Right.
It's over.
It's 3-1.
3-1 is over.
But that's
I've seen people come back from 3-1.
No.
You haven't seen it?
The Golden State is old.
Yeah, but they're still Golden State. So if anybody was going to do it.
It's 2-2. So right now, breaking news. What's that breaking news right there, Coach Terry?
De'Aaron Fox, questionable, doubtful for game 5. Broken left index finger, shooting hand. God. Leads his team in points, assists, second rebounds, 31-7-6.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That's what I do, huh? Off the brain.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Harrison Barnes got traded from the Warriors for the same reason. He blew the 2016 finals against the Cavs because he couldn't make a shot.
God. You know who can't make a shot? Wiggins.
He's been gone a while.
He has, but he can't make a shot.
Are we going to address the rumors or no?
What are the rumors?
Why he was gone?
What are the rumors? I heard he was gone because his father's sick.
That's what it was when he came back.
Oh.
That's what they said.
What was the other rumor?
That his two children aren't his two children. They're his best friends.
Whose children are they?
His best friends.
His best friends' kids?
Mm.
Yeah.
His kids are his best friends' kids?
That was the rumor.
Not verified, but...
Wait a minute.
They said he was gone because his wife was banging his best friend.
Holy shit.
And had kids.
Holy shit.
Andrew was raising them as his.
He just found out. It's like nightmare.
That was a rumor. Nobody knows if it's true or not.
What do you do?
Well,
what if it is true? What do you do?
Well, one of those kids is definitely his.
How old are the kids?
It looks like a little Wiggins.
Under 5.
Like the second kid is questionable.
Under 5? Hmm? Oh, you can lead them kids.
Well, actually, I think so. He has two kids. I think the second kid is the one that like legit looks like him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a different complexion than the first one. So it started making them think that, whoa.
If them kids are under 5, you can lead them kids.
But what if one of them's yours?
I'll take him.
He's tainted.
I don't know.
Because you don't know. He tainted.
It can be like Jason Tatum.
It's not hard to find out if it's yours.
Nah.
So what if one of them's yours?
He got to go. He got to go, too.
But, you know.
He got to go, too.
The legal system ain't going to let that go. They're going to find out. That's big money.
Listen, I'm going to tell them, listen, she was out there acting real different, getting active.
Mm-hmm.
That kid tainted. He got to go too.
Mm.
Huh?
Did I hear you?
You keeping it?
What?
You keeping
both of them? Mine?
Yeah.
I have to keep
it. He got to go too.
If it's mine, I'm keeping it.
Absolutely.
Y'all sound real soft.
I don't know if that's the right word.
Y'all sound like some soft dudes, man.
I don't know.
All right, who plays tonight? Let's talk. Let's get back to it. Who plays tonight?
Milwaukee in Miami. I believe Giannis is coming back. They need him back. They're down. Is it 2-1, Miami?
Is it 2-1?
Yeah, Miami's up 2-1. Yeah.
The African from Miami just blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say African?
Yeah, he's African.
Is
he? Oh, okay.
Victor Oladipo. Any from like Bladensburg?
Dematha. He's a Dematha kid.
Isn't he, but he's from
right
Ghana.
He's
from
right
Ghana
up originally. I don't know.
He's my
I
people.
I think he's right off 210.
I can tell by this. I can tell by the look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my
as
people.
He talk, as he speak.
I'm not doing that.
I'm just asking.
Because Terry said he tried to trap me.
I'm staying out of this conversation.
He tried to trap me. He wanted me to get it, but he blew his knee out. He can't catch a break, can he?
Nah, he catches a break in his left knee, right knee.
God.
That might wrap right it up for angle. Him.
Is he done?
That could be his career. He's played 10 years.
His career was already questionable.
He's a free agent.
He wasn't really playing, right? He was coming off the bench, wasn't getting a lot of productive
last
minutes.
2 years, he hasn't gotten a whole lot of minutes in Miami. I didn't understand why he went back.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then we got LeBron and Memphis.
Tonight?
Yep.
Yeah. LeBron and Memphis in L.A., right?
Game 4.
2-1 L.A.
Yes. Lake Show.
Lake Show wins tonight. Is it over? I know not number-wise, but is it over? They're going back to Memphis, close it out?
Yes.
I think it's over regardless.
It was over game one.
You got the Lakers the whole way.
I got them this series.
Can the Lakers we'll beat see the Kings? Who we play.
Yes.
The Lakers can beat the Kings? I don't think so.
They can beat the Kings or the Warriors.
Nah.
Yeah.
They don't have enough.
There's only one team that can really say, I can say, would probably beat the Lakers.
Who's
flat
that?
Out.
Who's that?
Denver. And then Phoenix would be my next guess.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why you say Denver?
Because they're just loaded.
But the Kings
I'm not saying they would beat the Lakers. I'm saying they could beat the Lakers.
What you think?
I would take Denver. But
yeah, you got Reggie Jackson coming off the bench, right? Isn't he coming off the bench?
Yeah, but we get excited about Reggie Jackson.
I'm just saying that's your backup. I don't get excited about Dennis Schroeder, but that's a great player coming off the bench.
I mean, the Lakers are in the position they are because of Austin Reeves.
And?
Austin Reeves.
So not having Schroeder come off the bench and D'Angelo starting. D'Angelo's balling.
D'Angelo's playing well. He's playing well. He's playing.
He had one bad game.
He's had some moments.
Out of the last maybe five games.
And he's great in the press conferences.
Austin Reeves is holding it down for...
Yes, he is.
Because he's white.
Oh, is he? Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes. You set me up. You set me up.
He's a Caucasian.
He's an American white, too.
He's an American white?
Yeah.
Steve, you hear that?
We're yes, coming. Steve. There's like six of them in the NBA.
I don't think there's
and
six.
And Austin, I was being, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's Reeves and Kevin Love.
Celtics got four on
that's
the bench.
That's two.
Celtics
that
got
play.
Four.
That play.
Plumlee.
There's two. Plum. Okay, three.
Sam Hauser.
No, don't count.
What do you mean?
Don't
Ooh.
Know him.
Don't Sam know Hauser.
Him. Kevin Herter?
No, come on.
Is that yeah, Kevin Herter for the Kings?
Yeah, he's the only redhead in the NBA.
Oh, that's
the
right. Yeah. Is that the Jewish guy?
I don't
that's
think
the
Jewish.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin Herter's a Maryland guy, too.
McClum?
He's not in the league.
Oh. He plays for the Sixers. He's not a playoff roster?
No. G League affiliate.
He's not on the roster.
He won a dunk contest, though.
He did.
He should be on the roster.
And he played the last game of the season.
He should be on the roster.
Whatever. He's not there.
Huh?
He's not good enough.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to try to see if we can get Steve on the phone. That'd be good. We'll just say what's up to him, and then we're going to come back and play the a game that we love to play, News or Nah. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0645. 4-2. Next Home Investment.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Let's keep this thing going. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. We're back. You guys are listening to Thick As Threes. Remember, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Thick As Three Stanley.
You
following us?
All the time.
Oh, okay. Coach Terry, you following?
I vote every poll. I got my own vote. Favorite host, Coach Terry. One vote, me.
Yeah, I think that was my mom, by the way.
Did I say that?
Love her.
Okay, cool. We're going to get into it. We're back. What's going on here?
Shoot around.
Oh, this is the Memphis game? I mean, Memphis. Oh, he catches it one hand. That dude. You saw that? No, we can't talk about that on the mic either. I was going to talk about that TikTok about Ja Morant.
At the club?
Nah, the other one with the homie. Saying he don't have to pay for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll talk about that later. All right, cool. Breaking news. Packers, Jets finalized deal for Aaron Rodgers. Did we already talk about that?
We did not.
What do you think?
I think everyone knew it was going to happen, and the Jets overpaid. They got too excited. They overpaid. The swap this year, not a big deal. Second round pick, not a big deal. Next year, if they give up a 2, which more than likely will be a 1.
Wake up, Stanley.
If he plays 65% of the plays. So, a lot to give up for a guy who's over 40, makes $60 million a year, and might play 2 years.
He makes how much?
$60 million.
Way too much.
$60 million?
Yes.
Man, can we get Hinkhouse on the phone?
Packers had to give up a lot.
That's what he just said.
Jets.
They both gave up a lot. Like, the Jets got back a decent haul. And the just because he's old. You don't know how long he's going to be there. Whatever. And they're taking on that salary.
So yeah, that's the downside.
Yeah. And I think the Packers had to give up a little bit. I don't know if it's an even trade. I don't know if it's a bad trade. I guess we got to see how long Aaron Rodgers plays.
The Jets haven't been to the playoffs in years, too, right? So if he makes it to the playoffs and wins a game, is it worth it? Or are you bringing in Aaron Rodgers to win the Super Bowl?
I think you need to get to the AFC Championship game at least.
They got enough talent for that?
They were pretty talented last year.
Their defense is pretty good. So if he comes in there and adds some stability on the offensive end, it could be a good year for the Jets.
I mean, he was the MVP, what, 2-3 years ago? So, I mean, he has the ability. He's just like a weird dude. Like,
he got all the tools.
I don't think anyone really vibes with him.
He's got all the tools. What about Lamar? Where's Lamar at? Do we got an update on Lamar?
No news.
Stuck in Baltimore.
Yeah, he'll be a Raven.
You think he's going back? He's playing hard to get right now?
He's definitely going back.
He has no choice? Money-wise?
He has no choice.
Nobody's giving him an offer.
He needs an agent.
He needs an agent. He needs to talk to the Philadelphia
need an agent.
Quarterback.
He needs to say okay and sign that fucking piece of paper.
You calling him a brat?
Huh?
You call?
I'm saying he's tripping. If he thinks he's supposed to get more than Deshaun Watson got just because Deshaun Watson had all that trouble. I don't care. I'm not mortgaging my franchise because the Cleveland Browns drop the ball. And that's what's going on. He wants Deshaun Watson money. And I'm not going to say, okay, you're Lamar. Let's do it. You got us a Super Bowl. Oh, 2-3? How many did you get us? None. Not one. But you want me to make you the highest paid player ever?
So you are calling him spoiled brat.
He's tripping.
It's the Browns' fault. Like, that contract to Deshaun is just so not the norm and, like, $50 million overpaid, guaranteed-wise.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got that money.
Like, Jalen Hurts didn't get that money. But he got a good contract.
He got a great contract, and they're saying that Lamar's was better than Jalen's.
Your little munchkin got tons of money for Cardinals, and he's terrible.
He's the worst.
He's ripped that organization apart.
He's bad.
He needs to do his homework.
Trade everybody, fire everybody.
He's got to go. Wait a minute, who we talking about the midget? I can't say midget. We talking about the little guy?
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like...
I don't know. you're allowed to say that.
You can't say that.
Can you go back and put a beep and edit that over that word?
I said it. I didn't mean it. Yeah, I know. I didn't say it with malice.
I'm not one of those guys.
Coach Terry, I said it with love.
Yeah. As long as you know and, you said it, I can't say
and
anything.
And he's your quarterback. So.
He's no good. He's got to go. All right, we're going to jump into it. Let's get to some news or nah. Oh, what am I got a button?
Much better.
So close, but not. Whoa.
All right, before we get to news or not, actually, I got a question for you. You guys seen Air yet? You seen Air?
Have not.
I want to.
Oh. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing it.
I have a baby.
What you mean?
I can't take him to the movies.
Oh. Why not?
You think he will be happy when he cries?
Or everybody else around him?
Well, you put that baby out. You saw that TikTok with the guy airplane? On the plane.
Oh, my God.
I did not see it.
Hey, Mom, I apologize, but did you see the video?
You didn't send it to me. That's the only way I really see TikToks.
Mom, I'm sorry, but the baby was crying, and the guy was yelling. And somebody goes, it's a baby. And he goes, fuck that baby. Oh my God, they're like, it's just a baby. He's like, baby crying.
He wasn't having it.
They had to deboard the plane, and his wife was there just so embarrassed.
Oh, but I think they made it home. I think they're from here, like Baltimore or here, and the plane made it. Oh my God. Okay, anyway, back to Air. Best movie I've seen in a long time. I told Stanley, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Better than Top Gun 2? Because you like that?
Different, but it's very good. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Best sports movie ever?
I wouldn't say ever. It's not really a sports movie, but it's the acting in this movie is amazing. Mm-hmm. Everyone has, like, besides, who is it? Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has, like, three scenes.
Gotcha.
And they kill it. Marlon Wayans, is that his name? Marlon Wayans, that's the one that's in it?
Sure.
I'm not sure, but I know one of the Wayans brothers are in it.
Marlon. Is it Marlon?
Probably. The guy, he guest appeared on Bel Air?
Yes.
Same guy? Yeah, that's Marlon.
He has one scene at the bar, and it's Oscar-worthy acting.
Mm.
Huh?
Okay.
And they tell a story that you won't believe that's true, because at the end of the movie, they tell you what actually happened, and it's 100% true.
Okay.
You won't believe it.
I'm looking forward to it.
You won't believe it. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Now, just from the little trailers I've seen.
Talk to me.
It doesn't seem like MJ actually has a prominent role in the movie. Would that be fair to say?
No. It's all about the mom. It's all about the family. There's an actor that plays Jordan, but he doesn't have any lines.
That's what I figured.
You just see the back of his head and him getting out of a limo. Things like that, but... it's really good. Anyway, all right. Okay. I said we're going to get the news or not. Stanley.
I'm listening.
With me? Okay. But before we get there, I have another question. This was in my notes from a few days ago. We've done pretty well. When we started, we were every other week. We missed a week because, unfortunately, Steve had a loss in his family. His lovely wife's father passed away, so... we want to send a shout out to them. So Steve wasn't around, so we took a week off. But this was in my notes. Michael Beasley, Eric Bledsoe, China. Any thoughts?
Heard about it.
Stanley, you hear about what was going on over there?
Yes.
I know Michael Beasley's your guy. You knew him when he was 12. He
wasn't there, apparently.
He was not there?
He is not a part of this story.
Oh, okay.
So he no-showed for the playoff game?
He only played two games or something for them, and then was never... active again and released.
For those that don't know, it involves point shaving, basically, where one team was down, I think, like 8-10 points with like a minute 30, and the other team basically just threw the ball to him 5 times in a row, and pretty suspicious. And it turns out they were at gambling. They cheated.
There's cheating everywhere. What's up with the NBA and players? I think Trae Young was at the free throw line, and someone said something, and he shouted out, like, fuck that bet or something, and missed the free throw on purpose. Did you see that?
I did not see.
Yeah, he knew, I think it was Trae Young, he knew something, someone shouted out, I need you to win, or over under or something, and he was like, ain't worry about that bet, and missed the free throw on purpose or something. Which is crazy, when you think about it.
Well, that's what happened with Bradley Beal. He got into it with the fan because he was heckling over a bet.
It's unbelievable. What's up with these fans? We're gonna get to this news or not, but what's up with these fans? What's up with
up in that money, can we make man? Money?
What?
Can we make some money watching the games?
Yeah, but you can cheer like a fan and shut the hell up.
Well, those aren't the guys that are acting crazy.
What about the dude with the Clippers point guard? He went up into the suite.
What?
Who?
The Clippers. Light skin. Triple double.
Westbrook?
Westbrook went into the suite. You didn't see this?
No.
Come on, cut it out.
Oh, that was...
And Phoenix.
When you say up, I think that's like on the way to the locker room. They have
on the way to the locker room in Phoenix, there's a cut through that you can go through, but you have to cut through the fans. And he went into the fans. He had his t-shirt pulled up like a crop top, which meant, I mean business. If you ever put your shirt up crop top style, that means you mean business.
Like Zeke used to wear?
Who was Zeke?
Who is Zeke?
Is he on a team? Did he sign with anybody?
No.
You talking about 50 Cent Show? Zeke?
What?
They killed Zeke.
Wow.
He got off the plane. They killed Zeke.
Wow. You compare him to Zeke?
The fat running back you guys had? That
fat running back.
The fat running back, hasn't he? Wow. Didn't he get you guys any Super Bowls?
He got waived.
Where's he? He ain't playing. He out of the league.
He's the hottest free agent like me.
Out of the league. He's going to be with Coach Terry, assistant coach.
Zeke, assistant coach. Girls.
Well, he should go to Arizona. We'll pick him up.
You can have him.
Oh, you? So he's not there anymore? What have you done for me lately? Type attitude?
No. He's gone. I have accepted it.
He's gone. So out of sight, out of mind?
I've accepted it. So he was gone at the beginning of the last year.
You're unbelievable, is my point.
What are you going to run with a Munchkin quarterback and a fat running back?
See, Munchkin, much more appropriate word.
20.
It's like endearing. It's cute. He's a Munchkin.
Not when you say it twice. It's offensive when you say it twice.
What if I have my crop top? Like, I mean business.
You say it twice. It's offensive. You run a 28 sweep. Do we need to go back to my days of playing football?
Yeah.
28 yeah. sweep, baby. Give That's it to me. I get need. Loose. All right, you ready to jump into this? I ain't got time for you guys. All right, you ready? News or not? You know how this game is played? Is it news? We talk about it. You give me your explanation. We keep it moving. If it's nah, we'll move on to the next question. You ready? Stanley, you ready?
Locked in.
Coach Terry, you ready?
Ready.
NBA flagrant foul ejection. News or nah?
News.
News?
Talk to me.
You say news? I don't know.
Talk to me.
I mean, it's the playoffs. You can't be ejecting guys unless it's like very malicious.
Complete soft shit.
James Harden soft. Should not have been ejected. Draymond Green, it was kind of a...
He should have been ejected.
It was a bitch move, but Sabonis grabbed him. Like,
grabbed his leg.
Yeah, but he could have caved that man's chest in, out for the season.
Okay.
He should be out for the because season. Don't grab me.
Yeah, but...
But like,
it didn't happen.
Like, what happened if Sabonis grabbed him and he tore his ACL? Then what?
Yeah.
Then he would have been done.
Would he have, though?
Kick him.
Yeah, he would have been suspended.
I just think all of this flagrant ones keep him moving. Now,
I don't know. They kicked Kermit Washington out of the league. Why?
He knocked that dude's face off, though.
Right, but what if he hadn't hit him like that as clean? Is it my fault I knocked your bitch ass out if we get in a fight? Is it my fault? Because it's a lot of motherfuckers swinging and missing and hitting. They ain't hitting shit. But I happen to connect, so I can never play in the NBA again.
No, because he shattered his face.
It's not his fucking fault. He was in an all-out brawl.
He shattered his face.
I think his is justified.
Okay, so if Draymond Green had stomped that chest and it had caved in and this motherfucker's career is over, then what?
But it didn't.
It didn't, but exactly.
Then his career is over.
Exactly, it didn't. So it's... Fucking suspend him. If you're going to kick a man out of the league because it did, then you can suspend a man because it didn't.
Not for the playoffs. And
that's good again, logic.
Gambling, too much money on the line.
Good logic.
Fuck that.
That's good logic.
Fuck what Trae Young say? Fuck your bit.
What about James Harden? What about Embiid on the ground kicking
Embiid
up?
Embiid should have been suspended.
Embiid should have been kicked out of the league.
His was
out of the league?
Yeah, definitely.
His was way worse than Harden's.
That was aggressive. His he should have been kicked out of the league.
Like you said, to your point, he missed.
He missed.
Legit hit him in the nuts, he was definitely out suspended.
Yeah, he should have been suspended.
LeBron James gets hit in the nuts. That guy
You can't play with the King's jewels. and think you're not getting thrown out.
Come on, man.
Huh?
You've been waiting on that line?
No. It just came,
came to you? Bars.
King's Jewels.
Bars. Hold on. Let that breathe. Let that breathe, Coach Terry. Let that breathe.
Bars.
Go ahead. What you got?
I don't think he should have been ejected either.
No, let
him play.
Not.
He was terrible anyways. The Lakers wanted him to play.
He was a bum. Huh?
But at what point does...
He is a bum.
Someone on the Lakers, I don't know who's on their bench, but it can't be Reeves because they need him. But someone's just got to lay Brooks out. Like, he can't...
Oh, put Tristan Thompson in again.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, put him in. Like,
put him in.
There's got to be rules. Like, LeBron James, whether you like him or not, he is still...
The best in the league.
He's the face of the league until he retires.
Best player in the league.
You can't let people like Dylan Brooks try to mug him and assault him, because what's LeBron really going to do? LeBron's not going to hit him in the face.
He's not. LeBron's soft now. He'll talk to you and tell you to cut that shit out.
That's why you got to have an enforcer.
Speaking of, we're going to take a quick break, but after this, but I saw this is on the same note, but a different note. There was a podcast. I think it was KG, somebody else.
Paul Pierce.
When they're talking about Michael Jordan and them hitters. They said Michael Jordan used to talk shit, and he had some dudes that would roll with him. And they said they used to wear feather hats. And Jordan be like, all right, foul me again, see what happens. And they like, what you talking about? He said, after the game, we going to see you. And they said they would go outside, and there would be some old dudes in feather hats. And they said he's scared the shit out of people. Hitters.
You got to, like, that Joker, his two big Russian brothers or whatever. Like,
they're always ready to go.
You need them.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You guys been listening to Thickest Threes. We got some special guests in the building right now. We got Imani. We got Jennifer Bream. Jennifer Bream and Imani, come on, say hello to the people. Say hello to the people.
I think they're gone.
Imani, come say hi to the people. Get up here. Say hi to the people. Talk to them.
Hi.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
See, we don't go like that. Kick yeah, rocks. Coach, we're not built for this.
All right, we'll talk to you guys.
We're not built for this podcast.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. You guys ready to keep it moving?
Let's go.
Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson's been in the news.
Oh, my God.
He's been in the news, right? Per your energy?
Nah.
News or not, Phil Jackson says Vince Carter doesn't have the X factor.
What?
Wait, that's the Phil Jackson statement?
You thought I was going BLM. I turned on you. I did. Hit a left.
I'm still going
that's
nah.
That's definitely a nah.
Don't want to talk about it? Cool. No. Knicks up 3-1. Good for the NBA?
Nah.
Nah. Okay. I mean, yes, it's good for the NBA, but not newsworthy.
Not newsworthy? Kawhi's on his sister, sentenced to life in prison, killing someone.
So, it's news to me just because... It happened in 2019.
But did you see her?
Why did I not know anything about this?
She looks like a murderer.
Looks like she is a murderer. She looks like.
I don't know the whole story, so
I know what the story
happened. Okay, what's the story? Because I don't know what happened. The white lady.
Her and another woman.
Hold on, before you tell the story, Coach Terry, news or not?
Yeah, news.
Go.
Her and another woman let someone with like $1,000 walk into a bathroom while one of them watched the door and one of them killed her and took the $1,000 in a casino. $1,000. Why did I not know about this?
That's
pretty much the story. Killed her, took her 4 days to die. So whatever they did to her was pretty bad.
They hit her and I think she was unconscious. She never regained consciousness. You know, families are gonna sometimes estranged, so maybe like Kawhi, you know, doesn't know her or sees her or whatever, but it's just very weird.
Yeah, I didn't get into any of the, you know, why is Kawhi's sister killing someone over $1,000 or why? Because people do dumb shit no matter what. Sorry, Mom. Heard I'm gonna get yelled at. But yeah, people do dumb shit.
Absolutely.
Kawhi's made, what, $200 million in the NBA?
Easily.
Yeah.
If he was my sibling, I think I could break him off for a little bit for the casino. I wouldn't have to.
But that's what I'm saying. People are
knock
dumb.
Out an old lady.
Does he not talk to his sister?
No clue.
We don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? All right, let's move on. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but news or nah, the idea of NBA players bumping into referees.
What about it? That's not.
The fact that NBA players act like they're all tough and they're gonna fight a referee?
Nah.
Not newsworthy.
Not newsworthy. All right, let's jump back to Kawhi Leonard. Stephen A. Smith said Kawhi is the worst superstar ever. That's got to be news. You got to have an opinion on that.
News.
Go. First, tell me how you feel about Stephen A. Smith.
I hate Stephen A. Smith. I hate Skip Bayless. I hate Shannon Sharpe.
You don't like Shannon? Club Shay Shay? What'd he do to you?
Jeez.
Team Shannon over here. If they're just loud and yell for no reason and don't give valid like statements and facts, then
I feel like
I don't really like them.
I feel like Shannon gives valid facts.
That's his whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk facts.
All right, but what about the thing with the Memphis Grizzlies thing? Like, that was nonsense.
What did he say?
What did he do?
What do you mean? He was acting a fool at the game. Lakers and Grizzlies.
He might have been drunk.
Yeah, he probably was drunk.
He should have been ejected. Get him out the game.
No.
Anyways, Kawhi Leonard. He is an amazing talent when he plays, but he might be the superstar responsible for the load management that we've been doing for the last 5 years. He started this.
You caught him soft?
No, but he's kind of ruined the regular season of basketball. I think he was the first person where really load management was a thing.
Was that Papa's fault or was that Kawhi's fault?
You mean Popovich?
Yeah.
I think Popovich rested the Spurs occasionally, but when Kawhi left the Spurs, the Toronto, like, you know, he didn't play like any back to backs. Like, he's a weird dude and he doesn't talk, and I mean, he's a bucket when he plays, but he's not.
I need my superstar to be a leader. He's not a leader.
Kawhi?
He's good. Yeah.
Is that because of his personality?
Yeah.
You don't like his personality?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't like it to be the leader of my team.
I would like my best player to play in the basketball games, too. That would help.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't know if it was social media or whatever, comment, something. They were like, if Michael Jordan was in the NBA right now,
yeah,
he'd be Kawhi Leonard.
Michael Jordan would be Kawhi Leonard? What does that mean?
No.
I mean,
what are you talking about? Wait, at 40?
No.
Jordan at 40? Jordan at 50?
No.
Jordan at 25? Saying
Jordan is a superstar would be what Kawhi Leonard has been as a superstar.
I don't understand what you're saying.
If he played in today's NBA.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
It's hard for me to get. I'm not saying anything. He was saying. And I'm really just trying to get y'all's opinion.
It's hard to justify. But what is the question?
You're saying Jordan would not play?
No. Kawhi plays. When he plays, he's a superstar.
Okay.
So basically they were saying Jordan is as good as Kawhi Leonard on the court.
Stupid. I don't even know what you're saying.
I mean, Jordan's better than Kawhi on the court. Jordan shows like tons
better
of
better than him in high school
personality and passion. Where Kawhi's like an enigma.
And he wears New Balances.
Yeah,
New Balance giving up big monies.
If Kawhi played when Jordan played, he'd have a movie right now.
No,
called Newbie.
Newbie.
That's right.
And you know what?
Newbie.
You imagine the bathroom casino scene with his sister in the movie?
Oh, shit. It's going to be a Lifetime movie.
Oh,
man. That'd be great. You might be onto something.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
I have no idea.
What? You heard that, right, people?
Oh, that might have been one of the Alexis. Anyway. Hey, you guys are a trip. All right, ready? News or not? New movie. Remake. White Man Can't Jump.
It's on Hulu.
News. Is it already on?
No, news. But it's coming on Hulu.
News.
Talk to me. I think this is going to be really good. Based on
what?
I think it's going to be great.
Oh, my God. It looks cringe-worthy.
No, I think it looks great.
Why Jack Harlow?
Break up the tie. Stanley, break up the tie. Break up the tie.
No,
break
it
up
looks
the tie.
Terrible. Stanley,
break up the tie. Break up the tie. Break up the tie.
On Hulu.
Break up the tie.
A Hulu exclusive.
If it was what it was.
Hulu's
if it was
for sports.
What the last one was, then it wouldn't be coming on Hulu.
First of all, it's never going to be the last one, and this is a new day and age.
It would at least be on Netflix.
Or HBO Max.
I mean, but Hulu's coming around, so.
But it could be great.
I'm going to watch it.
It's not House Party. House Party was the worst.
Well, that's what I was literally going to say. It's like the new House Party.
I don't think it was the worst, which is why I'm going to watch.
The worst movie I've ever seen.
Which is why I'm going to watch White Men Can't Jump.
The worst movie I've seen recently, 65.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Don't watch it.
Stan 65 was the worst movie I've ever seen.
I've never heard of it.
Sci-fi movie, basically.
God, it's so bad.
But no, Jack Harlow. Come on, like I'm trying to think.
He can hoop though, right?
They both look like hoopers.
Jack Harlow.
That's a big part of it.
Harlow does not do it for me.
No.
Musically, I love Jack Harlow.
It's hard to find an American white.
We're going
to... I'm available. Between coaching girls practices, I'm available.
Coach Terry, your athleticism would not allow you to be in a movie.
Jack Harlow has no bounce either.
Can you beat Jack Harlow 1-1?
Rim. Yes. 9 foot rim.
You think you can beat Jack Harlow 1-1?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll bet him my spot on the podcast.
Don't do that. We probably get more of a following.
We gonna have to.
You can never get that spot back.
He ain't getting the seat.
Coach Terry, you think you can beat Jack Harlow 1-1?
Yes.
I think you can too.
Yes. All those celebrities are garbage.
Yeah, I don't know if he can hoop. He looked like... they said Wesley Snipes could not hoop.
I believe it. He didn't look like he could hoop.
Yeah, they said they had to cut it up. He couldn't... Yeah. In the auditions, he couldn't make a shot. They said Wes... what's the other white guy's name?
Woody.
Woody came in there balling.
Who?
Woody looks like he could hoop.
Who is the Wesley Snipes in the new one?
I don't know the guy's name.
He played 50 Cent's son in Power. I don't know who his name is.
Oh, no, he was the...
That was his son.
Oh, he was the driver.
Yeah.
Who in was Power. Messing with the mom or something.
Yeah.
And 50 killed him, didn't
he? In Power. Yeah.
Yes.
In Power. Oh,
now, do we like the casting? If we could recast it, who would we pick?
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Good question.
That's a
good,
great question.
I mean, the simple one, I think people probably would like try to lean towards Michael B. Jordan.
I knew you were going to say that just because of the name.
It can't be Jonathan Majors. He's in some hot water.
He doesn't look like a hooper. Can't
hoop. Michael B. Jordan cannot hoop.
Does not look like a hooper.
He doesn't look
I
like
need somebody hoop. That can hoop. Like, you remember how back in Above the Rim days, that guy tried out for the Knicks?
Let me Google some black actors.
I got it. White guy.
Go.
White guy.
Mac McClung.
He's a funny looking dude, man.
6'1"?
But he's a funny looking dude.
That's the whole point.
And white men can't jump, but he can jump.
But that'd be ironic.
He can't play. Mac McClung.
That was a great pull by me. I'm in.
He can't.
Better than Jack Harlow.
You don't know what Jack Harlow's going to do. Michael B. Jordan can't play. I just pulled up a couple. No, them are all
Mac
old.
McClung. And
there's no young black actors.
Who's the guy from Star Wars?
Nah.
Tyreek?
Huh?
Tyreek was in a basketball.
There you go. Movie. Idris. Why not Idris?
Too old.
No.
What about the dude?
Idris Damon.
Oh, Saint?
He's Franklin Saint.
Can we talk about that?
Think he could hoop?
Did you see the ending?
Saw it this morning.
Oh, man. It was so good.
It was good.
They were questioning
whether The Wire or Snowfall.
The Wire.
And I totally agree.
It's stupid.
But it was pretty good. Snowfall was a great series.
It was great. Coach Harry?
I have not seen it. I want to see it.
Okay. It was great. Ending was perfect. Tyreek, basketball player.
Tyreek who?
Tyreek from the 50 Cent Show.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a hooper.
But he was in a movie. Wasn't he in a basketball movie?
He did. He played all right, too. He did.
He was in a basketball movie?
It was a movie or a show?
It was on one of those Apple TVs or something like that.
Netflix?
What other black actors are there?
What's the dude from Nope?
Nope.
What is
the black guy from Nope?
The Jordan Peele movie.
Oh.
I remember the girl.
The guy with the eyes.
The dude that's in Black Panther and stuff.
No, he's not a hooper.
We can't even pronounce his name. Nobody try. Let's nobody try.
I think you gotta have basketball players that you make actors like the Sam.
What about Denzel's son?
Nah,
too short.
Doesn't look like a hooper.
Doesn't look like a hooper.
He was a great baller.
He almost made the NFL.
Oh, he looks like a...
He's definitely an athlete. You take someone like... who's the point guard for Utah? Left-handed.
Conley. He's on Minnesota now, but...
Minnesota? Okay. You take him.
An older guy like that?
I'm saying you need a basketball player that you turn into an actor. Not an actor that you try to get to be a hooper.
Little Romeo.
Romeo. Perfect.
Yeah,
Romeo.
He could probably play.
Perfect. Bronny.
LaMelo.
Bronny.
if I mean, they could bail Mikey Williams out of jail.
Mikey Williams?
What's going on with that?
Nah, he acting stupid.
What happened?
He shot somebody.
Did he? Did
he shot at a car?
He shot at a car.
Did he hit anybody?
I don't know.
Don't know if he hit anyone, but you cannot disengage.
I don't know.
When you shoot, what's it called?
Shooting.
I mean, just get someone from like the Blue Chip movies back in the day.
They did a great job of casting because they just grabbed everybody. They got every roster.
Speaking of, did you hear? There's this podcast called The Rewatchables.
Yes,
you've heard of it.
Yeah, it's on Bill Simmons' Ringer.
Bill Simmons' Ringer, and they were talking about Jesus Shuttlesworth and that scene with Denzel Washington. Yeah, I didn't realize it was a real scene.
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
In the script, Jesus Ray Allen was supposed to beat him
11-0.
11-0, mm-hmm. And Denzel said, "Psh, shit ain't gonna happen."
Yeah, I heard.
You heard that? So he got after it.
But Denzel didn't tell anyone.
He didn't tell anyone, and Denzel. So that scene, like when he's running around him, he's like, "Oh, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do another lap." He said that's what pissed Ray off, and he said, "Okay, mm-hmm. now I'm gonna get into this shit and do it for real." Which is so that's crazy.
It's a great story. Great everything. Great. Terrible.
Terrible what?
Ray Allen was terrible in that movie.
I disagree.
And I don't like it. I don't like it.
He disagrees.
No.
What are you talking about?
Terrible.
What are you talking about?
It's this misconception that everybody thinks like a movie like that or Love and Basketball was great. No, it wasn't. Basketball was terrible in Love and Basketball. Therefore, the movie wasn't great. Now, if you want to be a romantic and tell me that it was a great love story, great. It was. Was it a great movie? No. I mean, it's just the same thing. What was the name of the game? With Ray Allen? What was the movie?
He Got Game.
Is He Got Game top 10? Top.
Sports movie?
Is it top 5 sports?
Sports movie?
No. Basketball movie.
Basketball movie?
Basketball movie. Is it a top 5 basketball movie in your opinion?
I would say yes because you can't
Fish
give me
five. Fish Save Pittsburgh.
Let's go.
Fish Save Pittsburgh.
So old. Not
right? Come on, yeah.
It counts. White Man Can't Jump.
One.
White Man Can't Jump.
No, two.
No, not fish, order. That fish no, shit better, is old. Better. That's in black and
better
white.
Better than He Got Game.
No, let's in say black and white.
Majority. White All Man right. Can't Jump is definitely top five.
Absolutely.
Blue Chips.
Two.
Absolutely.
That's two.
I'm just above not, the rim. I'm not going order. I'm just above giving you a three. Yes. Three.
Nobody's in order.
Three.
Above the rim.
Three.
Okay, but now you
Hoosiers.
Say...
Hoosiers.
Four. Give me another one.
We're already at four.
But you say above the rim, like if you watch the basketball clips, they didn't clip them very well.
They did not.
He's not talking about the movie. He's talking about the basketball.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, in general?
Movie.
Did you guys like the old, what's that old Six Man with Wylan Wayne?
I liked it
when he dies, he's a ghost and comes back.
I liked it better than that.
That movie was the worst movie.
Oh, Space Jam.
Original Space Jam.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, there's enough. It's not.
So what's the question?
I'm sure we keep going.
So you're saying...
How good was it?
It was really good.
No, it wasn't. Ray Allen was terrible in that movie, which makes it not...
So in The Ringer, they said that they also wanted Allen Iverson. But something about wardrobe or something. Did you hear that? Like
He probably can't act either.
So what's your problem, man?
I need an actor. It's a movie.
Then why do we have Jack Harlow? He's a rapper.
But that's my point.
But that's what I'm saying.
What are you asking for? Are you asking for an actor that can hooper that can act?
A hooper that can act.
What'd you think of Minnesota?
What's you my can have an actor who can hoop.
Oh.
I'll take either. But I need my acting to be great.
Okay.
For
it to be a great movie, I agree. The acting has to be great.
Who's the guy that's going to be the new Blade?
Oh, my. Marshall Ali.
He's a hooper.
There you go.
There he is. We got him.
Huh. Well, him and Mac McClung.
He's too old, though.
I think you can make him work.
Man. He's too old.
He looks pretty in shape.
But then you would need a white dude of his age in his late 30s, 40s.
I think you could find it.
36?
You can't find it. Who?
36 could shoot the three.
Who?
Not you.
I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Just because you're not working, you're not available.
Who? JJ Redick.
JJ Redick.
Oh, that's good.
Holy shit.
And he can't jump. It fits the narrative.
That's a pretty good movie. That's a pretty good movie.
At the end of a movie?
That's a pretty good movie right
there. Throw it up, man.
We can cast
it. That's what JJ would say.
All right, we definitely can cast it. All right, we got one more section. We'll be right back after this quick break. We're going to try to get Steve again, too. We'll be right back.
This part of the show is brought to you by Pumpkins Essentials, providing quality all-natural bath essential products. These products include moisturizing body butters, sugar scrubs, beard balms, body mist, and so much more. You can find these products at two locations locally. One is the Cinerama at 1315 Fenwick Lane in Silver Spring, Maryland, as well as the Salon Plaza at 11160 Vera's Mill Road, Wheaton, Maryland. You can also find them online at www.pumpkinsessentials.com, and that's Pumpkins Essentials.
Kitties out.
And them dorm scenes was mean.
Like, Rick Fox is a big time hoop actor. You know what I mean? He was in Oz and all.
Rick Fox is a great actor. Mm-hmm. I think it all works. Stanley's just a hater.
No, Rick Fox is great.
But you didn't like the movie, though.
What movie?
Jesus Shuttlesworth. He Got Game.
I didn't like him in He Got Game, and that causes me to not like the movie.
Why are you making so much eye contact?
I'm just letting you know. This is serious.
Coach
shit.
Terry, I'm glad you between us.
I'm saying if I felt the actor that played Ray Allen's character, who's the main character, was better, I would have liked the movie more.
Okay.
All right. All. What NBA player currently, like if you saw him in the movie, you wouldn't think he's an actual NBA player? Does that make sense?
NBA player
like
in
the
movie?
The way he looks.
It would have to be a small guy.
Well, that's what, like, yeah. Like D'Angelo Russell. I don't like, you know, just like a random dude. Like Austin. What about Austin Reeves? He could have been the white guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like absolutely. Just, he could have been in.
Could have like, been who, in. Who's the black equivalent to Austin Reeves?
Conley.
The dude old, man. Get someone young.
I don't have anyone young.
Malik Monk? De'Aaron Fox?
Malik Monk. That'd be a good movie, too. Hey, you are really on your shit.
Oh, fuck that. I'm ready.
You need some producer credits.
Assistant freshman girls coach.
We're back. You guys just got some gems right there. Thick as threes. We're going to close this thing out. I just have a couple more questions. These questions are just some fun questions. News or nah? I need you to say news. I just need you guys to have some opinions on this, and we'll keep this thing pushing. Then we'll close the show out. You guys ready?
Yep.
We news. Have to say news.
I think it's news.
Half court money shots
news.
In the NBA.
News. Big time.
Talk to
news.
Me. What do you think?
Give them money if they make it. Don't. If I they think... don't give them money. Don't give them money.
They got. Yeah, but like.
That's what I think.
The prize needs to be kind of a big deal.
But you saw the guy that made the million got the hug from Jordan. You taking the million, you need the hug from Jordan.
What? One or the other?
You saw it?
Well, are you asking me one or the other?
It's not a real question.
No, I'm asking.
It's not a real question.
I wanted to answer it.
No, it's not a real question.
So what do you want to say?
The guy shot it full court, made a million. Jordan gave him a hug. Take the million. Who cares about the hug? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Half court shots. Is this a thing or is this not a thing? You saw the video.
Like Bobby said, make it worthy.
So, can I tell you a story?
More people are going to miss than make.
Absolutely.
Can I give the people a true story?
Absolutely.
So... I believe I was in high school, so this is probably 15 to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a show called, like, it's like almost like Practical Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I was at Clemson versus Maryland watching college hoops. Halftime.
In Maryland?
At Maryland. Okay. At was it the Comcast Center? Or what? I don't know what they call that
thing. I don't know where they play.
A guy comes out, and he's like, okay, we're doing this prank on my friend. He doesn't know, but he's going to get randomly drawn to shoot a half-court shot, but he has to shoot it blindfolded for like $1 million or whatever, okay. Right? So he says, he's going to throw it up there. I need everyone to scream like he made it.
That's a perfect question, Stanley.
I've seen this clip.
he comes out. He's blindfolded. You know, he might have even had to shoot like behind the head. Like it was just like something crazy.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, like wait 2 seconds and then scream. The whole place went nuts. The dude takes the blindfold off. He's running around jumping on people. And they come to deliver him like his check. And it like said like, whatever, you've been scammed or whatever. And he was just heartbroken. But it was great. Because imagine like 18,000 people going nuts.
And you were there for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was just random.
That's awesome.
But it was a big deal. That's so yes, awesome. Half court shots are a big deal.
Awesome. Awesome. News or nah, Colorado football players going into the portal.
News.
You say everything's news.
Deion is news. Prime is news.
You saw the video of the Prime effect from the scrimmage game from a year ago to this year?
Yes, yeah,
the attendance was crazy.
Ridiculous. But he didn't want them players anyway, right? He wants the people that he brings in.
I mean, the whole thing is the portal's crazy. The
portal's stupid.
Portal's crazy.
COVID is doesn't matter that it's different.
Colorado. Every school has kids in the portal.
I agree.
And that's crazy.
I agree.
I mean, the seniors in high school haven't finished up their season, so I'm sure he's going to have some recruits coming in.
Absolutely.
He's going to hit more transfers once they, you know, finish their year of education. But it's still a big deal because I think they said that they literally only have four defensive linemen left. So they couldn't even sub. And then the best receiver in the scrimmage, not Travis Hunter, but the guy who had like three catches for 150, transferred or put his name in as soon as it happened.
Unbelievable.
He's not going to win there, but it's entertaining.
Who's not going to win?
Dion.
He has to.
He can't.
He has to.
He can't.
It's his brand.
Yeah, he can.
No.
Not right away.
Not at Colorado.
He's got to.
Not right away.
He's got 3 years.
But what do you consider win?
He's got 3 years.
Saban win?
No, he's got to go like 8-4, 9-3. Pretty
consistent.
He's got
to be above 500, and he's got to get to a bowl game.
In the next, well, he could do a bowl game with. Ooh. This year.
He's got to get to an elite bowl game. He can't get to the grapefruit game.
No, he's not going to get to an elite bowl game.
He's got to get to one of the favorite fruits.
For 4 or 5 years.
Strawberry.
He will not make a bowl game this year.
You don't think?
If
he has to. You have to be 7-6 to qualify. He will not be 7-6.
So you don't, yeah. So
he'll be low 500?
Yes.
That's the thing. If he's 7-6, he's getting a bowl game just because he's Dion.
He's not going to a bowl, though.
He has to. That's the only reason they brought him there.
He doesn't have to. Not this year. Not this year.
He's got a year?
He's got 2 years.
He's got 2 years.
I want the people at home listening. I am betting my thick as threes revenue sharing portion that he will not make a bowl this year.
I got more in my wallet than that. And I don't like carrying cash.
That's so, just because y'all haven't been paid out yet. Because I don't fuck with y'all.
It is what it is. I guess you got to be like Miles, Bobby, and not be here.
Steve's the only one that benefits from the
fish.
Thickest threes pool. Money pool.
It's all good.
All right. Anyway, two more questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trey Young, is he a one or is he a two?
Hold on.
Let me just explain the question.
All right.
Not a one as in a point guard or a shooting guard.
Yeah.
Can you build a team around Trey Young or is he a sub player, as a supplemental? Like, you need other players around him?
He could be a one.
You think so? I don't think so.
He can be a one.
Me and Randy got into this argument last night.
You two just got to be real good. You two got to be real good.
But if you're a one, that you're the guy.
No,
he can't be the guy.
He can be a one. You're just not winning.
Well, that's my question.
He needs you to be winning.
No, he can't be a one and winning
because he can't be the one.
He doesn't play any defense.
Yeah, so he's a liability. Luka don't play any defense.
He's a liability in the playoffs. But Luka's at the end of the day is 6'6". Where Trey's
a liability.
6 foot.
I don't care how tall he is. Trey could put the ball in the bucket.
He can't. You know what? I think I talked about this with you the other day. I thought like Trey was a better shooter. Like he is not like a knockdown shooter.
He's not knockdown. Right,
he's 39? Like 30. No, he's like 35. Like 35? Which
we're not talking about percentage. We're talking about.
I'm talking about percentage.
No, I'm talking about when you watch the game. He doesn't make a lot of shots.
He's not. Yeah, some games, he's not a one.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't make as many as Steph.
But if you trade for him, you have to believe he's a one.
Give me 5 point guards who make more
than Trae Young.
Yeah.
Would you take Jalen Brunson or Trae Young?
Easy. Me? Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
Brunson.
And before
Curry.
Before
De'Aaron
this year,
Fox.
De'Aaron Fox, the other Curry.
Huh?
De'Aaron the other
Fox.
Curry.
Steph Curry?
De'Aaron Fox?
Steph?
Come on.
What are you talking? He has a better percentage than his brother.
Take him over?
We're talking about shooting.
No, but we were just talking about would you take him over?
No, that's not what you asked me. You said...
Didn't you just ask, would you take him over?
I said De'Aaron Fox.
You were talking about Jalen Brunson. Would you take him over?
Yes. I would take him
over. So I'm thinking everybody's, would you take him over?
Okay. I did not hear the question correctly.
Okay. Yeah, I can't answer your question that you didn't hear.
I didn't hear the questions correctly. Yeah.
More breaking news.
What's this breaking
Rockets
news?
Rockets to hire Ime Udoka.
That's the old Boston coach who's out here banging his legs. Banging his assistant.
Let's give all the perverts a job.
Married to...
Can I get a job? What do I got to do to get a freshman girl's job?
Can we get R. Kelly out?
Say that!
I need some more bangers. Can we at least get him a studio cell? Do they have a studio cell?
Comments made on Thickest Threes is not the comments made, but Stan.
They would have gave Martha Stewart.
Those are Stan's opinions.
They gave her place to cook.
Who?
Martha Stewart. Hey. She got a place to cook.
He can see in the shower.
All right. Alright, can we record it? That's listen, all I'm asking about.
We're out of here. We're gonna end on this. This is just a fun one because Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, and Charles Barkley were having a lot of fun with this one. Derek White's head hairline.
I'm going to pass this back to you, Cordell.
Shit is crazy. He need to go bald. I've already told a story about my wig when I looked up in the CVS cameras and my sunroof was coming in and I cut it off. He's got to cut that hair. The headband is not working. No?
He's balling this year. What do you mean? It he's is got, working.
It's not. It's, he's got to go.
Look.
It's,
we're just talking about the look.
It's the worst. Oh
yeah, but his head might be funny.
Huh?
You got to let it go. LeBron has like to Samson? Let it go, too.
He's like Samson.
LeBron's got to let it go, too.
Yeah. Not as bad as Derek White.
White's.
I give it to this.
Shout out Derek White. Great story.
What's his story?
No offers out of high school. I think he went to a D2 school, balled out 2 years, and transferred to Colorado, and now he's an NBA player making millions.
Crushing. He's very good. His hairline is
very solid. Yeah. Is it the worst hair in the league, though?
Hairline, yes. Hair, I don't know. I'd have to see a lot more.
What about like Alex Caruso? He finally shaved.
We need some picks. But White's hairline is crazy. All right, we're going to get up out of here. We haven't gotten Steve. We're going to try Steve one more time, maybe after the show. We'll get Steve, but guys, this was a good one. It was good to have you. It just feels good, doesn't it? Feel good. If we had Steve here, it would feel really good. Doesn't this feel good?
If we had Steve here, it would feel really good. It'd probably have a hint of negativity in it.
It would. It would. Steve is negative. Steve, we love you, Steve.
I'd have a lot to say. So we go back and forth all the time. I love it.
Steve is the worst.
Yeah.
Stanley,
you
feel good?
I'm good.
What else you got to say to the people? Close it out.
Man, I just want to say thanks for having us. Thanks for listening to us. We hope to keep this going.
Nice.
The news is not about everything you're hearing right now. Right now, the news is about them Lakers. I don't care what you say. Watch them Lakers, all right?
Yeah, because
like Dylan Brooks, you fuck around, you find out.
And Coach Terry, what you got to say?
If anyone hears of any freshman girls openings, please send them to Thickest3's IG. I need the information, who to contact. And the NFL draft is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. We had this amazing episode with Stanley Allen, Coach Bobby Terry, Steve, shout out. We miss you this time. But hopefully we're able to get the crew back together fully. We'll see you guys in a couple days.
Hey, real quick, you think we should start a Thickest Threes AAU squad?
Yes.
And give Bobby a job.
Oh.
I was just thinking, can you introduce me as a coach if I'm not a coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're always a coach. They still call me coach.
You've life coach.
You've earned it. You've earned
it. Thank you.
All right, we're out. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
And my left eye not good, but I still fuck.
What you mean? You're not good enough to shoot. First of all,
still recording.
Yeah, we gonna get Steve.
Put your stipend on it. My freshman girl stipend for sure. Leg rack stipend, which is nothing.
Yo,
Steve Miles.
What's happening?
What's going on, homie?
Man, I'm just here.
Hey, we got Coach Terry. We got Stanley Allen. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How we doing? How was the tournament?
I'm just here.
Steve, how was Phoenix?
Phoenix is amazing, yo. Need to take the show on the road and go to Phoenix. It's amazing out there.
Is it nice?
Come back. Yeah, man, it was 94 degrees yesterday. 84 this morning when we took flight at 5 a.m. to come home to 60 degrees weather.
Listen, whose AAU team stays till Monday?
Because it is cheaper to fly out on Monday than it was to fly out on Sunday.
Oh, y'all flew that Spirit?
Nah, we flew Southwest. Close enough, though. They like cousins.
Hey, I love Spirit. I'm taking Spirit to Vegas in October.
What?
Man, I mean, Spirit ain't bad. All Spirit is you just got to get there. You just got to, I think they got rid of...
Which
one? You flying with your back to the pilot.
You're taking Spirit to Vegas?
I'm taking
Spirit. That's 6 hours.
Yeah, and it's great. I'm first class though on Spirit.
That's like third row. That's like bottom shelf on every other flight.
No, it's first row, big seat.
That just...
That leg space.
You, that means you on like A level. You get called first.
Spirit is not good.
Spirit got big seats in first class. I'm first class.
Spirit would be like an emergency 1 hour flight. You have no other options.
Stanley, you fly Spirit?
I have not.
Stanley,
would I? Yes.
Steve, you fly Spirit?
Yeah, I fly Spirit. I ain't tripping off of it. I just got to get there. I'm like, you know, I've learned to be like Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco does all the cheap, cool shit, and I'm with him. He said he just got to get there. Spirit? I'm about to start just taking, I'm starting, when I go trips, I'm taking two outfits, and I'm just going to rotate. Because Ocho Cinco said, what's the odds you seeing the same people every day?
Yeah, listen, I support that. Steve, we're not going to hold you, but listen, we had a great show. We wish you were here. We gave you a shout out. We talked shit about you as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you listen to it, you know.
Oh, wow. Wow. Why do I get this negative? Look.
It's probably staying because of why?
He thinks Adam is amazing.
Oh, wow. I don't know we're allowed to talk about him.
We didn't even talk about it. We didn't talk about it.
Are we talking about the number 19 ranked freshman in the country?
Oh, I don't want to. I was just going to say, though, Steve.
It's
amazing like,
how you're an honorable mention guy and you're ranked 19 in the country. That does not make sense to me at all.
Well, Bronny was...
I think it's a fraud.
Bronny wasn't even first team all district in California, and he was a McDonald's All-American.
But he's different. His dad is LeBron James. That's a different pay scale.
Facts.
I questioned with Cornell. I was like, how come Bobby initiated that text? And I wake up to a message that says, Stan.
Yeah, you did attack Stan
in the group chat. I didn't really say nothing.
Steve, you did attack Stan in the group chat.
I was waiting. I just threw it out there for the world to see.
I don't understand, Stan. I just don't get it.
You attack Stanley because you know that Adam that is Adam's guy, and that's Stanley's guy by proxy.
That's your guy. He's in.
That's true. He's on the boat. I gotta agree with Steve.
With what?
That's your guy by proxy.
I fully believe Adam will be everything
this weekend though.
That
it was some good hoop this weekend.
Like, I believe Adam will be everything.
Like the side of like all the public school kids played on, like Jordan Scott. That side was terrible. So if you hear any kind of hype about Jordan Scott, he played against JV players.
Steve, we are live right now on the podcast.
He knows it.
Oh shit.
Steve, who is the best player you saw?
Best player I saw, I got to give it up to Team Thrill, Derek Queen, Chance Mallory, Rob Dockery. They looked amazing out there. They were tough, local kids. They look good.
The fact that Steve said
don't even care about him.
The fact that Steve says somebody was good.
You heard the dude from Fairfax going, he going to Randolph-Macon.
The Margod kid, yeah. I mean, that's solid
Asian,
for him.
Asian hit the big head Asian. He's on there.
He's a very good high school player.
Hey, Steve, we'll edit that part out. Congrats to him. You can't say shit like that. The other stuff is fine.
Congrats to him. He had a good high school career.
Randolph-Macon is what?
Division 3.
I forgot that quick, yo.
Division 3.
Wait a minute. The regional player year in Northern Virginia is going to a Division 3 school?
Yeah. You didn't catch that when he said Randolph-Macon?
Public school hoops suck. If you're a public school hoop player, if you don't get 30 a game, you are a bum. And I don't care what nobody tells you. You don't dominate.
There's
no
the Steve I was looking for.
Steve, this is why we called you, because we wanted all this energy. Look, Bobby's rubbing his hand.
Real quick, when Cornell said, I thought, you know, who was the best player? I thought Steve was going to say, well, we did have an open gym and I played. And I got to say, I was the best out there.
I can't play with them. I play with our team to go against their press break, and I broke their press so fast. And our defensive coordinator was like,
I knew it. Okay, I knew you were the best.
Play anybody as good as Steve.
Wait. Steve, you said you guys got a defensive coordinator?
You're not.
You have a defensive coordinator?
Yeah, we got a defensive coordinator.
Okay. I didn't know it was football. Steve, I told Cornell, I've given up my dreams of coaching high school.
I'm like a special teams guy. We always get a shot on special teams.
Steve,
so you do inbounds play.
Steve.
Always get a shot, Stanley Allen.
Steve, listen to this. Listen to this, Coach Terry. Listen to this shit.
Steve, I think I've given up on my dreams to be a high school boys varsity head coach. I think I started at the bottom for freshman girls head coach, Justice High School, full stipend, work my way up.
Well, Bobby, I think that's a loser move. I think you should be the head coach of a girls program and say, look, this is what I do for the boys. Lock me in as your girls coach, because truthfully, never anyone coached a girls high school basketball team. So you should just go get jump up to the big leagues.
I had a offer on the table for Stan and, you know, someone in his family, but Stan did not want to take my offer seriously. No,
we passed on that one.
I'm saying, Bobby, go be Gino Auriemma. I'm about to do it. I got 2 more years. And then I'm like, look, I'm going over to the ladies game and just dominate.
Dominate, baby. Fresh and domination.
There's no, Steve, there is zero chance you coach a girls team.
I got 2 more years, buddy. And I'm going to take over.
It's the new way.
Cordell, the truth is, there's 0 years. He's gonna coach 1 year. And then one of them little girls is going to cry back to their mother,
yeah,
to Steve, administration.
You're going
to call. And then Steve's going to bounce back to the white. To the guys.
I know how to finesse the ladies. I can coach
a girls team. Steve, you ain't coaching no goddamn girls team.
Buckets.
Steve, all right, we're going to end this on it, because we're going to end. But I want your thoughts on this, because this was probably one of the most heated debates that we had in this session of the podcast.
Gotcha.
How do you feel about He Got Game? The movie.
The movie He Got Game?
The movie.
That's the Denzel joint, right? When he got out?
Yeah.
Great movie. Jesus Soulsworth. When he went on a visit and they had, and he was a Rick Fox and had the bunnies out with the boobies out. That's the greatest movie. That's top five hoop movie right there.
Is it? Because that was like, one of the discussions we had.
Like the Spanish girl was trying to just get in because he was famous. She didn't really love him like that. And then he went to Big State to help his dad, and they fucked him.
Was their name Lala in there?
Lala.
That's real
Lala.
Like shit right there.
Yo. Lala. Stanley said it was the worst movie ever.
Look, A Butter Run was cool because Montrose was going to North Carolina, and he ain't had nothing. And he housed Montrose.
Oh, God. Stanley was not impressed with Ray Allen's acting.
What? Ray Allen, he should have got like a Glammy or something.
A Glammy.
Ah,
it's
shit.
Like a Razzie. You know what a Razzie is?
I know what a Razzie is.
Like he should have got a Razzie.
Yeah, he should have got a Razzie. The worst joke. He should have got a Razzie.
All right, Steve, before we get out. Steve.
It was the story because then, yo, real quick before we go. Remember when the dude was talking shit to Denzel and Denzel hit him in his throat? Yo, to this day, if it goes down, that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm Denzel or something.
Steve, how do you feel about the new White Man Can't Jump?
I think it's stupid. You can't mess up classics. You gotta leave them alone.
What about the acting? What about the acting? What about the acting?
It's terrible.
Recast for us, Steve. Who would you pick?
For what? White Man Can't Jump?
Yes. Yeah.
You can't reclass it. I'm sticking old ass Woody and Wesley back out there. Had them be like the two dudes named they try to beat in the end.
Sure.
You gotta do like that top guy.
They'd be like the end boss and just
over 50 leagues.
They just been out there getting it.
You don't like Jack Harlow?
No. Oh, real quick though, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
What was the kid from Annadale that was really good? Little small guard.
Sonar Shamdeen. Yeah.
Shamdeen played against him in men's league last week, yo.
I bet he's in shape and running around.
God, he's so in shape. He's still so fast. They beat us by one, but I gave him 31, though. I busted his ass, though. He couldn't take it. But, God, he's so quick still. He's such a little dude.
5'6".
He's so little, and it was like him and like another little Muslim dude. And the little Muslim dude got hot and was talking shit. And I said, look, I'm giving y'all 30 on this block. What y'all doing? I'm not here killing y'all.
It's a new world when Miles is on the block.
I kept hitting threes, and I was getting all 2-point post up moves. And I was like, damn, we got some threes.
Steve.
And they end up winning. Oh, Joe, the old coach from Centerville, he had a big three to beat us, though. Dumb shit.
Wait, I thought you won.
No, we lost.
But I had 31.
Obviously,
I mean,
the story.
Hey, that's great, but you lost to like Endo Finest. Those are all the guys that coach.
Both kneecaps. get my Achilles the Indian residue just so that joint so that it's warm, and then I get and I put a little bit on my right shoulder to get that fired up too because I get my underarm wet.
Well, you know what? I'm taking credit for that win because I coached them all up.
Hey, Steve, what are you talking about? You just said get my underarms wet.
The tiger balm on my shoulder makes my underarms wet, and that just gets the jumper flowing.
Hey, all right, listen, before we go, do you know who I saw randomly yesterday? Stanley would appreciate this as well.
Who's that?
Kobe Turner at the Cigar Lounge.
That's my man. For real?
Yeah, I was coming
in.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good.
Yeah, I was about to say he lost a lot of weight.
He coaching girls basketball.
You know, Derek Franklin's son is like the man at Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like an all region player.
Yeah.
He's gonna go D3 though because he's sorry. They suck.
Public school.
Stan, Steve, I actually really like him. I heard he's transferring. I'm not sure.
I heard he was good though.
Good big time athlete. I really like his game.
Franklin got like 5 kids.
He invested. He had that check though.
They coming.
He might be leaving.
I got a prerequisite. Hey, look, fellas, though. I gotta. You know, my comments need to be catered. There are a couple shots to do say.
And
viewers.
All right, man. We're going to get you out of here. Anything you want to say to the people before you get out of here?
Yo, be back. I'm going to be back in town. I'm going out of town this weekend. Another AAU tournament. Session 2 UA. DC Premier. We're trying to compete. We ended up 4-1 this weekend. Should have been 5-0, but, you know, things happen. We're going to finish strong. Mid-season championship coming up to prepare us for July. Got a bunch of kids that are getting offers and interest from colleges, and that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a big time player? Come play for DC Premier, just like Suge Knight told everybody. Get off death row, all dancing in your videos. We ain't doing that. We getting you into school. I'm out.
I stay peace.
Ballers, what they call us? NBA All Stars, no bench warmers. Ballers, what they call us? Yeah.